Yeah, are you going to watch the game tonight? Well, which one, if you're watching any?
Which game? I'm probably going to watch the Man City Real Madrid.
Two crackers, though, eh?
I can't, yeah. I mean, we're on the podcast, so we can be frank with each other, mate. I kind of want Bayern to beat Arsenal.
Well, I do as well. I mean, you know, I do as well. But do you know what? Like, I don't want to jinx it, but I think they will. I think Bayern will go through tonight. Like,
I
I
think
just think that.
I've got a feeling they might, and I've got a feeling City will beat Real Madrid, but I think it
So do
will.
I.
I think it'll be tough,
So do
but
I.
I do think they'll beat them.
No, I agree.
But one thing I would say is I was dead against getting rid of away goals. I was like,
Know.
I thought it was, but I'm going to hold my hands up and say I was wrong and say
Really?
sorry. Because
Say sorry.
as much as I like away goals, the fact that, I mean, last night, did you watch the games last night? They were crackers. Like they were.
No. I've not got TNT Sports. I've only got Sky Sports, and I refuse to keep buying this and then Penny
Buying a
Sports
new
and
one,
whatever else
yeah.
Viaplay. So no, I just watch the highlights. But
The
yeah,
Barcelona,
it's been crackers.
yeah, Barcelona PSG was, 4-1 to PSG. Dortmund Atletico was 4-2 to Dortmund. So Dortmund and PSG have gone through. But like the excitement of the get, the amount of goals like this week and last week, like
Amazing.
it's
Amazing.
good for a quarter final. It's really exciting. So I hold my hands up and say I got it wrong, man. I think getting rid of the away goals
At the moment,
capacity
at the
at the
moment.
moment is making the games a little bit more exciting. So,
Yes.
but
Don't agree, mate. They're brilliant.
Barcelona PSG, man. I was watching it with Alex, and the first like the guy gets sent off early on for Barcelona. Did you know that? Like
Apparently, it wasn't a send off, really, was it?
it's not even a penalty. Well, it wasn't a penalty.
Referee
It was
ruined the game.
outside the box, but it was no way of sending off, man. It was an absolute joke. And then he
Why
sent
is it?
off.
Why is VAR not involved then? Was it not a clear and obvious mistake then? Is that why VAR never overruled it?
VAR apparently did get involved, but like, yeah, they just went with the off on field decision. It was really
That's
weird.
bad, that.
He sent off Xavi, the Barcelona manager,
Yeah.
because he was frustrated, and I think he just like kicked the boards or something. Like, obviously was like pissed off.
Runs over and sends them off.
Runs over, sends him off.
That's
He sent off someone else off his bench as well. It was a really weird kind of refereeing display.
problem is, you get referees like that, mate, who are just, it's just about them. They're just like, oh, this game, this is my nightmare. I'm gonna make this about me. Mike Dean's like that. So yeah,
Yeah.
so that's a real shame. Real
He
shame.
booked Gundogan for a yellow card, saying that he dived in the box. Genuinely, he did not dive, and he should have been given a penalty. Like if we're,
Yeah,
being
Gundogan
harsh.
is not a diver, is he?
Gundogan, he didn't that. Nah, he wasn't a dive. He gets clipped and goes over. It's a penalty. Like for me.
What a joke, man. It's a shame because as a neutral, or if you're not watched whatever, you're thinking of, like, whether it was the first game, was it 3-2 Barcelona?
Yeah.
And then was it 4-2? 3-2. And then
No,
second game, 4-1,
3-2.
but PSG, like, brilliant. But then it's a shame in these things. It's not just left to the players to make the game, it's the referees that are getting involved. And that's the whole reason VAR was brought in, to get rid of
Yeah.
that. To be like, right, you like don't get involved. We'll kind of help out if need be, if you've missed something. But now it's kind of like, no, it's just it's still about them, and yeah, that's bad. That's a
It
shame.
was bad, yeah. But going back to the weekend that's just passed us, mate. In our fantasy football, it was a top v bottom clash of me against you.
Yeah.
And you were winning at one point. I checked the result. I'm
Nah,
like,
but you had
no.
Sher Cher on your bench, so he was
That
always going to come on.
he was always going to come on. That's the thing that like I kind of knew would tip it in my favor. But yeah, for Newcastle, like I mean, they played well against Spurs, didn't they? 4-0. Didn't see
Yeah.
that result coming, and that's helped me
No.
out on the fantasy football. But there's one mistake from your management, John, as I pointed out to you on the chat. Had you
Right.
triple captained,
It was a mistake. Yeah.
you would have won by a point, therefore
That's
helping
right.
out Berry Senior in his title
Yeah.
race push. Have you pointed this
But
out to him? Have you told him? Because I'm sure
absolutely. I said no, he's not, because if I had, would you not look at him a bit differently, Brad? Would you not went, oh, that's a bit of a sly move, that? Because at the end of the day, we're playing for money, and it's like, oh, it's like, oh, like, I've kind of helped out my dad.
Gonna,
like, and you,
when are you going to use your triple captain then? What's the strategy?
I don't know. No idea. I mean, I'm playing Anthony, who's second bottom next week, but I mean, I probably won't use it then. So I don't know. See what happens.
You've got to get yourself off the foot of the table, mate.
I know.
An embarrassment. Like, I'm going to give you a pep talk right now. I mean, you're a founding member of this league.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And you know,
yeah.
Elton's not with us this week.
No.
And he's third at the moment. He's gone on a run and he's third. You're letting the side down, pal. You're
no,
rock bottom.
Listen, I love this. You've got to beat
Anthony. You can't be relegated. There's only one team relegated from our league. Don't forget. There's only one team relegated, so you can't be bottom and get relegated.
Can I jump in here?
You can try.
Because let's be honest here. Is it last three or four seasons we've done it?
We've done it a few, yeah.
And you and Ras are normally bottom three, bottom four every year. You both had a good year, and the arrogance is unbelievably shining through. I've never seen anything like it. You're giving it a pep talk on how to do well in fantasy football. You must be joking. You're League One, mate. You're a League One mug. Cheers.
Cheers, pal. But let's face it, against Anthony, you've got to pull all the stops out, and you've got to get him rock bottom.
Yeah.
And you got to move off definitely. That bottom spot. You got like you
definitely,
know,
definitely.
2 games to go. No slip ups.
No.
Talking of slip ups, Arsenal and Liverpool both lost at the weekend. Is it a case of them
bottling it?
Well, in Arsenal's case, bottling it. Liverpool, not so much. Liverpool aren't bottling anything. It's Arsenal to bottle things, mate. You know. Or is it a case that
I'm glad you brought this up.
Man City are just too strong. They're just like, we're just kidding ourselves. Man City. Well,
no, because Man City never beat any of you, mate. No, Man City didn't beat anyone at the weekend. They didn't beat your Liverpool at the weekend. Your Arsenal at the weekend. So you both bottled it. Let's be honest. But I did want to bring this up because, in all honesty, Rag. Sorry, I'm just trying to get this bloody hob going. I think you'll find out, and I saw this last week that, you know, when Ferguson left Man United, he was like, oh, they won the league and stuff, and it's Ferguson's leaving all terrible. And it's like, oh, how did they manage to have such a bad season under Moyes? You found out then that a lot of the players were either past it, Ferdinand, Vidic, blah, 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 or not good enough. De Silvas, Cleverleys, whatever, whoever else. Yeah. I'm not going to go into my detail just now. And honestly, some of that team, Liverpool team, mate, are bang average players. Honestly, guys, a couple of centre halves, Kanate anyway, bang average. The one for me is Curtis Jones. He keeps playing. Gakpo, Harvey Elliott. If they went to Fulham or Bournemouth tomorrow, they wouldn't be the stars in their team. And I'm not 100% sure they would get their game every week. And I'm being totally honest there.
I get what you mean. But you're not going to have, I mean, unless you are City, you're not going to have like a whole team of superstars, are you? No.
But there's a lot of players that you're relying on, who Klopp's been relying on for the last few years, who are clearly not good enough.
But did you see the Liverpool, like Crystal Palace? Like,
yeah.
Curtis Jones was through on goal.
Yep, crap.
He's got to bury that chance. Like, I don't.
How's he not even hit the target? How does he not hit the target?
Yeah, exactly. How's he missed the target? Like, that's almost unforgivable. That is, you know, that's a chance. And Liverpool are just lacking a killer instinct. Like, you know, what was it 26, 27 shots on goal? Yeah, they hit the bar, they hit the post, but it's not good enough. Like, it's not.
Terrible.
The chances they're creating, you know, we just haven't got a Suarez or someone to get us 30 goals a season.
Yeah, but saying that, like as you say, it's clear cut chances that get missed, and some the ones like that because you've got certain players in the team. When you had Suarez, you had Gerrard and Suarez. That was the only two world class players you had in your team. But you have got like, a lot more than that at the moment. But it's clear cut chances that players who should be, if you're playing at that level, should be scoring. And it's not as if it's the first time for certain players that you're thinking, oh, I didn't realise he was bang average. He's been bang average for a long time. I don't want to keep naming them, but there's about four or five players there who are thinking they're not good enough. And I've said to you before that I think, well, they are. Van Dijk and Salah are past their best. Not say that they're not up to the standard. They're still really good players at this level, but they've lost a yard of pace of both of them. So, yeah, bad result. Crystal Palace.
It was a bad result. I mean, but I think Arsenal's probably was the worst out of the two. In terms of, I loved it. So I saw video after video of Arsenal fans watching the game in their stadium, laughing, chanting, almost like they felt like they'd won the league, like with Liverpool losing. And then for them to walk out on their team when they're before the end of the game, they're not showing the support. And then you see all these interviews of these fans just giving it all Arteta needs to go, this person needs to, like, they turn so quickly on their team when all they need to do is support them. It's so weird, Arsenal.
Yeah, but I know, so but weird on if, you look, if we're going to look at Arsenal facts, TV, right, which we have to look at, it's home Aston Villa, who are a very, very decent side, fourth in the league, and home at Crystal Palace. And you think that the Arsenal was a worse result.
Liverpool's is the worst result. When that goal went in, I thought we'd still win 3-1. Like, we should have won 3-1. But
yeah,
the fact is, Crystal Palace should have won 3-1. Like, they were the better team. Alisson pulled out
a
world-class save. And they had a couple of chances just to, you know, they should have scored more goals, Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
You know, but...
And the thing is, right, like, we've talked about this before as well, that there is, apart from, like, there's definitely no mugs in these leagues anymore. I mean, teams like Sheffield United and Burnley are way behind at the moment, but they also are not, like, really mugs. I mean, they're the top athletes and professional football players. So it's not as if it's back in the 80s or 90s where the left back is a big 20-stone guy who's no pace, and it's just they're all athletes, so there's no mugs. So it's like, these days, they can't take any result for granted. They have to make sure they earn it. And if they don't, they'll be punished. And that's any team now in the Premier League.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Well, Everton got smashed by Michael Felton's Chelsea. I'm just going to call him Michael Felton's Chelsea. Obviously, you know.
But did you watch the game?
He's not here to talk about Chelsea. But
he's not.
He wanted me to bring it up, mate, because he wants your thoughts on the whole... penalty, Palmer taking the penalty, kind of kids.
I texted him already.
What do you think?
I think it's a disgrace. Well, I just think I think it's a real disgrace that kind of stuff goes on. And, like, still, I mean, did you just say that about like? Did you mention that? Saying it was like kind of like childlike or like boys? Yeah, but maybe you didn't. But that's what I was just thinking.
Schoolboy, isn't it?
Real schoolboy, yeah. But I mean, I think I said to Michael, that's been Chelsea's Chelsea all season. It's just it's all individuals. There's no team. There's no team effort. There's no team togetherness there at all. It's just a bunch of individuals who Chelsea have paid astronomical amounts for, been paid unbelievable amounts of money to be like, well, as if they're the kind of, as if it's an all-star game or something. It's like, well, I'm here, I'm the star, and nobody's willing to be like, Chelsea's number one, we need to do what's best for Chelsea. It's like, well, they get a penalty. They're happy to argue and fight in front of everybody, in front of the cameras, in front of everybody, and then shoving Palmer up, and after they scored the penalty, it was kind of like, they didn't even congratulate him. It was just like, they're not bothered. It's like, they basically said, I'm not bothered to score the penalty. I wanted to take the penalty. I just think it's the most unbelievable thing that this kind of attitude still goes on. And do you know what? It just shows you how important, like back in the day, it was just that you had the chairman and then the manager, who which players we signed. these days, which is so important, you've got analysis, you've got recruitment teams, you've got scouts, you've got whoever, technical directors, football directors of football, whatever. And the main thing, apart from the, everyone's got talent, everyone's fit really these days, but what they need to really is analyse completely to top to bottom, from top to bottom, which Alex Ferguson seemed to do a lot of the time, is real getting a real personality and what kind of person they are.
Yeah.
Because you can have all the talent in the world, i.e. Paul Pogba,
yeah,
and you can do nothing with it. Jesse Lingard,
yeah,
great football. But it's a complete waste if you don't have the right mindset and the right attitude towards teamwork, the number one goal, the number one cause, then no thanks. And there's far too many teams that waste, big teams obviously, that wasted so much money on guys who are just not interested in the main goal. It's just interested in themselves. Oh, I need that to take a penalty because I need it for my Instagram shot. I need it for my selfie for my deal that I've just made with my new fashion brand.
Yeah.
Oh no, not for me, mate. Not for me. Dreadful. Football is, dreadful.
It's really a team game, and that not more so is that evident in Bayer Leverkusen winning the Bundesliga with a team that, you know,
yeah, absolutely,
is not full of like these massive. They've got good players, but they're not like, you know, huge stars, and they've had a storming like season. They've not
amazing.
Lost a game
amazing, yeah.
Across any competition.
Not amazing.
In
not amazing.
You know, Xabi Alonso's first season in charge, full season in charge,
and I don't know a lot of the players, but you can tell that Xabi Alonso is that type of guy who is all about
the
attitude,
mentality.
All about professionalism, mentality. Yeah. 100%. That's the word, right? This mentality.
Yeah.
And it's so important.
Yeah.
It's so important.
It really is. And you can see that definitely in that Chelsea team, that their mentality is just wrong. They're not playing as a team.
Yeah.
Like you say, they're all individuals looking out for themselves. Like, it's not.
And we can all see that. And just on that, just because, like, obviously, I don't like to touch on Scottish football too much, as you know, obviously. But just on, I was at the Hearts game at the weekend, and mentality is the word at the moment, because obviously I've been so critical of Hearts over the years, and so has everybody, about that kind of stuff and where they've been the last few years. But Stephen Naismith has really brought that in, a real winning mentality, and that's it's been absolutely abundant every single game. Hearts have been 2-0 down 4 times this season and won every game. And and he's come out and said, like, the way he speaks, it's just like, it's nothing ever about tactics. It's just like, if you don't run through walls,
yeah,
you're out, and that's it, no matter that. So Hearts went 2-0 down after 10 minutes on Saturday. And I wasn't sitting there going, oh, God. Man. I was sitting there, like, I bet we won 6-2, 7-2. We won 4-2. It was 4-2 by half time. And but it's just that kind of mentality you have, where it's kind of, you've got the club and your manager and everything ingrained into you, and signing players who've got exactly the same cause. If you're not, you're out straight out the door. And there's so many players. Remember Robert Snodgrass? I mean, I don't know the complete information on that. But as soon as Naismith came in, he got the job, and then Snodgrass was at the door within hours, and nobody knew why. I said, oh, well, I mean, it's like he wasn't really getting his game or whatever. He's past these. He was 34, 35 by this point. But if rumours to be true, it's kind of like, well, it was the complete opposite of what Naismith wanted. He was like, out. I'll bring a couple in. This is the way it is. And Hearts, since then, Naismith's come in, it's been like one gear, attacking 100%, everybody running for each other. It's great to watch. And I've been through where Ras is. You maybe went through the early 90s, right? Or midnight, well, mid-90s, late 2000s, but not for a long time. But Hearts and Chelsea for a long, like, dreadful. As you'll know yourself. A horrible, horrible watch. Chelsea won. But I was just going to say, when we brought it up, it's a bit of a strange one, because I don't know if you watched the game, but I didn't think it was that much. You know, if that Beto taken one or two chances, I mean, it was unbelievable chances they had. It could have been 4-4 at half time, I thought. It was never like, God, Everton got absolutely battered. No, it was Cole Palmer against, taking Palmer's chances at the other end. It would have been 4-4.
Yeah.
I felt. But so Chelsea shouldn't get too carried away by that.
They shouldn't, but they've got two games in hand. And, like, you know, if they do win those games, they are going to be like pretty much level points with Man United in like sixth position, which would be mental for them to finish sixth.
It feels like, where does that come from? Because you feel like Chelsea haven't won a game all season. So it's like, how are they? I feel like that with these clubs. It's, where have they got those points from?
It's really weird.
Mental.
Just to go back to Hart, because I just like clicked on the score there. So that's a great half of football, isn't it? Like, you got all the goals in that first half, and you win 4-2. But it says that one of their players got sent off after he got substituted. He got like another yellow card.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't on the pitch. What happened there?
I don't know. I mean, it was kind of, the play was stopped and the referee ran over to the dugout and just showed the red card to the dugout. I thought it was to the manager. But then he saw one of the subs leaving. I don't really know. Apparently, one of the subs was shouting abuse at someone else, like the fourth official or something.
The thing is, Tetengi, he got a yellow card in the first half. And then in the second half, he got a yellow card and a red card. But he wasn't even on the
pitch
after he got substituted.
Yeah, so he got. I think his second one was for foul or abusive language when he was in the dugout. So I think even then you'll still get, you'll still be banned for it basically. So it's even though he was like, it's like they didn't go down to 10, Livingston didn't go down to 10 men or anything, but yeah, he got sent off for, I think it was like just giving the fourth official word abuse, like, but it's stupid. Why? I mean, the crap, Livingston got absolutely battered, so I don't know what they're blaming the fourth official for, but you know, never mind.
And then talk us through what probably the biggest, like, you know, score in Scottish football, Ross County against Rangers, mate.
Yeah, I know, I watched
what
the game.
There?
It was a real weird one, because Ross County are crap, obviously, but I watched the first 10 minutes of the game, and it was like Rangers went 1-0 up, and then I was like, oh, this will be 7 or 8. Ross County are probably going to go down. They're a really, really very, very small club in Scotland anyway. Like, they've come out of nowhere in like the last 10 years to get to the top division, but they're a very small town in the northwest of Scotland. And then, so you thought Rangers would blow away, but then it was kind of, Rangers started letting them back in the game. You're thinking, oh, Ross County have had a few chances here. And actually, Rangers ended up getting taking a pasting.
Tavernier did get a penalty in the 90th.
Of course he did. Yeah, of course he did. Yeah, of course.
I reckon if we should pull together and just put money on Tavernier getting a penalty for Rangers, like the amount of penalties he must score and Rangers must get, I bet you get quite good odds on, like, just penalty, score.
Oh, yeah, it's not worth it. If you play Rangers, I mean, it's like if it'd be like, yeah, a penalty in the game, you're talking, it'd be like 1-3 or something. It's like,
yeah.
Waste of money. Complete waste of money. But they were dreadful. The Rangers were dreadful, but I'm quite happy. But then Hearts have got Rangers on Sunday at Hampden, the Scottish Cup semi final. So I'm not going. Was going to go, but I'm not going. But anyway, so it's a sell at Hampden, but Hearts have just got to make sure they don't do their usual against Rangers and just kind of buckle, because there's been times before where Rangers have been there for the taking. The last few years, but Hearts have buckled. But I really hope they go and roll them over, because honestly, they really deserve it. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
The Champions League quarterfinals are about to start, so I'm gonna say goodbye. Enjoy your.
No worries, Rag.
What are you having for your tea, mate? What are you cooking up?
How'd I turn this round?
Spaghetti.
Yeah, I made a puttanesca sauce with spaghetti. I've got lamb in the oven,
nice.
And I've got the rest of Erin's cauliflower cheese, which I'm going to put through it as well. Why not?
Looks good, mate. Looks good.
And I've got a glass of red wine.
That's red wine. What more do you need? So just a very, very quick. I just want a yes or a no.
Yeah.
Will Liverpool overturn a 3-0 deficit to Atlanta on Thursday night? Yes or
no? Because they'll play their second team, which quite rightly they will. As you know, my feelings are at rags. So no, I thought through Liverpool. Yeah, I would say go for the league, but they're not really.
I just feel we're going to have another amazing night in Europe, and we're going to draw 3-3 and then go through on penalties. That's my prediction.
It's Europa League, mind.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Whatever.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, Rag. Enjoy the games tonight.
Well, I am going to enjoy the game. I hope Arsenal get beat. I hope they get knocked out. And I hope...
Me too.
I kind of want a City Real Madrid to have like a 5-4 slugfest.
I can see both games being 3-2. So, hopefully. Yeah.
Just a bit of goals would be good. And then, until next week, we might have Mr. Felton back. He's working nights this week, so he can't join us on the pod. But I've been Andrew Ragg. He's been Harry. And until next week, we'll see you soon.
Take care, y'all.